Greetings, everyone. April 13th, 2026. Another wonderful devotion with renewed hope. It's been on my heart lately that we talk about the Bible, it's God's inerrant word and all those kinds of things. And what does that really mean to us? Now, we have in the original Hebrew, I'll just jump right in here. In the original Hebrew, the book of Genesis, in seven-letter increments, you have the letters that comprise the Hebrew word for Torah in the correct order, in the correct, from, you know, you as English, you would read it from left to right. In Exodus, you look at it, every seven letters, you get Torah from left to right. Interesting. Okay. We're going to skip Leviticus. We'll save it for last. We go to Numbers. Seven-letter increments, you don't get Torah. You get Torah backwards. So it's, anyway, we'll move on to Deuteronomy. Every seven letters in Deuteronomy, you get Torah, but backwards. So you've got Torah and Torah pointing from left to right. And in Numbers and Deuteronomy, you have backwards Torah, so Torah pointing from right to left. Now, when you get to Leviticus, every seven letters, you get gibberish. But every 49-letter increments, you get the Tetragrammaton, Yehovah, in Hebrew, indicating Genesis and Exodus, Numbers and Deuteronomy, pointing to Leviticus, Jehovah. That's not contrived. That's just the original Hebrew, using gematria, counting the letters. Those are the words that you arrive at. Take it for what it is. Go and do your own research. In addition to that, I would also like to illustrate that God's plan of redemption was illustrated all the way back in Genesis. God knew exactly what he was doing. Genesis was written by Moses, compiled by Moses, but it is obviously reaching back farther in history than Moses. And so let's look at this for a second. The first name in the genealogy in Genesis, you have Adam. We all know this means man. As the first man, this seems pretty straightforward. Now, Adam's son's name was Seth. Seth in Hebrew means appointed. When he was born, Eve said, "For God hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew." Seth's son was called Enosh, which means mortal, frail or miserable. And it comes from the root word Enash, and it means to be incurable, used of a wound, grief, woe, sickness, or wickedness. And it was also in the days of Enosh that men began to defile the name of the living God. Enosh's son was named Kenan, and it can mean a sorrow or a dirge or an elegy. And there's not really a good, there's no real idea why these names were chosen for their children. They may have referred to circumstances at their birth or some other personal reason, but these are the names of the first four from Adam. Kenan's son was Mahalalel, which means blessed or praise. El, the ending of that word, is the name of for God. So it means, Mahalalel means the blessed God. Often Hebrew names included El. You have like Daniel, Daniel, God is my judge. Nathaniel, Nathaniel, gift of God, and so on and so forth. So Mahalalel had a son. His name was Jared, or Yarad in Hebrew. It shall come down is what that means. Jared's son was named Enoch, which means teaching or commencement. Now, Enoch is interesting because he was the first of four generations of preachers. The earliest recorded prophecy was actually by Enoch, but not in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament, in the book of Jude. Jude, verse 14 and 15. Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Now, Enoch was the father of Methuselah. We already know about Methuselah, the oldest man in the Bible. Well, Enoch walked with God after he had Methuselah. And then Methuselah's son was named Lamech. And it is also a root still evident today in our own English. It means lament, lamentation, despairing. And so Lamech gives birth to Noah, which means to bring relief or comfort. So you have Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah. Now let's write these out, because these are all Hebrew words, and they have definitions. They're used in sentences. They don't just mean the names. We use them as names, proper names, because that's how we handle English. But even in Hebrew, they would have used these words just in normal everyday, even not referring to the people. In a sentence, these names in order are translated like this. Man is appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down teaching that his death shall bring the despairing rest. Now, this is a summary of God's plan of redemption hidden within the genealogy in Genesis. So you will not convince me that a group of Jewish rabbis deliberately contrived to hide a summary of the Christian gospel right here in a genealogy within the Torah. And that concludes tonight's devotional.